They are Pandora. That's the internet-based music service that lets you select your own playlist based on what you like and don't like. Soon will be in your car's dashboard. More distractions for you. The company, which saw the stat that says half of all radio listening is in the car, say they partnered with Ford and Mercedes-Benz and GM to either get a plug-in for your car or music player right there in the dash. Alpine and Pioneer already have aftermarket in-dash radios with Pandora. Company says voice-activated music searching is coming as well. That way you'll be yelling at your dashboard, and it'll say,
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Yeah, you betcha. I mean,
if Pandora doesn't like what you're playing, then, they won't play it. Oh! Now,
but I like Ferland Husky.
Yeah. Can't do it! Now, if you'll remember yesterday, we talked about things that you should not buy the woman in your life. If you recall, that's how we found out about there were blenders out there that, what, cost $1,900? So that if you wanted to have...
$1,100, I believe, is what it was. And that some place had two of them.
Yeah, if you wanted a Sorgarita.
They make Sorgaritas over there on campus somewhere.
That's right, yeah. Boy, that does sound tasty, doesn't it? Well, here we go. Subtlety is lost on a man, according to W. Bruce Cameron, who is the author of a really scary book called How to Remodel a Man. Tips on, he gives these tips to Women's Day magazine. How to remodel a man?
It's also our second Women's Day reference in 2 days.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yesterday was the shopping reference. Okay, this is what Bruce says, ladies. Be direct. When you show him something and you love it, tell him. Just say, here it is. Or if it's in a catalog, circle it and leave it right there next to the beer can. Get him in the mood. Most men don't think about gifts until crunch time, so have a more general discussion early on. Hit the stores together. Consider a gift that you can share. And then finally, be honest. Ask him what he's thinking about getting you. That really helps a lot.
Yeah, especially ask him now. 3.5 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
When he, and just so you can snap a picture of him when he goes,
oh, no. Is our anniversary coming up? Yeah. Anyhow. Just
I need to know this early.
Trying to help you out a little bit. See if it works. Oh, and by the way, once again, I mean, we've been telling you this for years, but one more person has added their name to the list of saying it's okay to re-gift. Cynthia Grasso, founder of the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette.
Well, she was the one I was waiting on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She said it's perfectly acceptable to re-gift as long as you don't use the holidays as an opportunity to clean out the old closet. Stick to the basics like socks and gloves and maybe a vase or a vase or body products. Make sure to remove any tags before you rewrap it. Yeah, that's probably right.
Whatever. Don't use it to clean out your old stuff.
Here, this is an interesting technical. You never know what it could be. Hello?
Oh, this is great. A gift we can share. New bath, though, buddy.
Yeah. You bet. Soap on a rope. I saw this and thought of you, hon. Amtrak is going to start allowing passengers to carry guns aboard some of their trains.
Wait, I
don't know.
Say that real slow.
Uh-huh. Amtrak. Well, they sense an opening here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a hassle now to get on an airplane and do that. Okay, it's between buses and trains. Buses and trains. All I'm thinking is, what's it like waiting in the terminal, okay? I think trains probably went out. So now they're going, what do we do to jack it up a notch? Let's allow passengers to carry guns aboard the train just to make themselves feel safer. We'll get more details, but that's the story we have for you this morning. Every time authorities try to make it impossible for college students to accidentally get wasted, college students prove they're determined to accidentally get wasted.
Well, duh.
Less than 2 weeks after federal regulators forced four loco, is that right?
Off
the shelves?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. ABC News reporting there's a new...
Chase knew that awfully quickly. Didn't?
he has to know that. He does that other show down the hall.
That's why.
He knows.
ABC News reports that there is a new alcoholic craze among students. And Chase, I mention this simply because I think we work with a guy who in a discussion about pies one day, it might have been earlier today, talked about how you can jazz up your pie a little bit.
Oh, yeah. with a little rum.
I think that's what he said.
With a little Bacardi.
Now there's something called whip lightning.
Well, it's
Mighty Mighty Pleasing, Pappy's Corn Squeezing.
Yes, sir. It is whipped cream that is 18% alcohol.
Whoop lightning.
That'd be whipped cream.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly what I was referring to, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. It's 18%.
18%?
Yeah, I'd say that. I just put a splash in. You know, I don't really like
a
use a jigger or nothing.
Yeah, okay.
A little splash of Bacardi in your whipped cream.
The fluffy stuff, which comes in flavors like amaretto, German chocolate, and strawberry colada can be used to top anything. Well, it says here, anything from pumpkin pie to coffee. Or you know what? You could probably just get a spoon.
That's right.
You could probably just cut out the middleman right there.
Or you could cut out the whipped cream if you want to.
Yeah, you could do that too. But it's easier to drive and eat this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
This is an idea of using whipped lightning on already alcohol-beveraged drinks. Now, so what happens... I mean, that'd be a minor in possession. If you got an open container.
You got an open container of whipped cream and a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
You just thought texting and driving was dangerous.
Here we go.
Everyone is tightening their